Just one quick halakha on the laws of Shabbat. The question was recently asked by a fellow that wanted to know that he goes to the first minyan on Leil Shabbat and he prays Mincha, he prays Arbit, he accepts Shabbat even though he's accepting Shabbat early. So his question was, is his wife also now bound by the laws of Shabbat, which means does she go after the husband's Kabbalat Shabbat or vice versa? Let's say a lady lights candles early, so is she accepting it for the family, and therefore maybe the husband is now bound by the law of Shabbat? So Achim Avadya says very clearly in Chazon Avadya Shabbat Resh Pehet, he writes, Isha she'edlika nerot Shabbat bebe'od yom ונתכוונה לקבלת שבת, אף על פי שהאישה אסורה בעשיית מלאכה, אין הבעל נגרר אחריה, ורשאי להתפלל אחר כך מנחה של חול, וגם מותר בעשיית מלאכה. וכן הבעל שקיבל שבת בעוד יום, אין האישה נגררת אחריו, מותר בעשיית מלאכה בדלקת נרות שבת. למעשה, החכם עובדיה brings down from ראשונים, רב שירא הגאון, Rabbeinu Peretz, etc., that all want to say that each one works independently. The ladies at Lakat Ner Shabbat does not affect the husband, nor does the husband's Tefillat Arbit affect the wife. So it's technically possible that a man can pray Arbit, come home, and his wife is still cooking, his wife is still doing Melacha. It's not a problem. She can light candles when she is ready.